from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The young OPP officer shot to death yesterday was on his first solo patrol. 28-year-old Constable Greg Pierschalek just received notice earlier in the day that he had passed his 10-month probation. He died of wounds received when he was shot while responding to a report of a vehicle in a ditch near Hagersville, south of Hamilton. Two people are charged with first-degree murder. Officially, the snowmobile trails between Iroquois Falls and the Tri-Towns, west to Timmins, Shining Tree, and Folliette, are not yet open. OFSC District Governor Gilbert Fortin says work is ongoing to pack down the snow and freeze swampy areas. Above zero temperatures the next couple days limit that work to nighttime when it freezes again. And he says the organization doesn't want sleds to wreck the work done so far.
It looks like it's going to be going back down to negative territory in the next 72 hours, so we're hopeful.
President Kenny Johnston of the Cochrane Polar Bear Riders Snowmobile Club recommends staying off the trails when they're soft and wet. Well, it's often said that good economic news for one community in our region is good news for the entire region. Dennis J. Puska looks back at a handful of news stories from 2022 that qualify for that category.
On a Sunday morning in early April, even before campaigning for the June election was underway, Premier Doug Ford rode a train into Porcupine. He was there to announce $75 million to shore up his promise of returning Northlander passenger service between Toronto and Cochrane. In early December, his government announced the purchase of three new ultra-modern trains to serve that route. It was a big year for the industry less Iroquois Falls. First, in late May, the company that owns a cogeneration plant in the former paper town announced a new data center adding up to 60 jobs. Then in December, the municipality announced a modular home company as an anchor tenant in the new industrial park. It will also erect 150 homes in the new subdivision. Dennis J. Puska, Country 93.1 News.
Dipping back into Timmins history now, and the surprising amount of quality goods available in the early days of the Porcupine Mining Camp. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says merchants included jewelers and clothing stores that sold off-the-rack outfits.
There were milliners in town who did ladies and men's hats, and they were around for quite a number of years as well. And then you start to get the development as things develop a little bit more. Instead of the individual little shops, you get the bigger stores like department stores, and that's where the Bukovetsky family comes in.
Bucks had stores right across the north and quickly became renowned for its window displays and fashions from the runways of Montreal and Paris. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.